All right. So we'll try to go through Tasporas a little. There are many shitas, and I think we discussed last week what we planned on covering. But there are a lot of shitas and a lot of issues. We'll try to see if we can put together a comprehensive idea in terms of Shiva and Shloshim and some of the particulars. Okay, so we started with the Tosfos. That's what got into this, right? With the Tosfos on Yutes on the Bays raises the question about combing your hair. Combing your hair during Shloshim. Right? It's Masha from the Tosfos that he holds his usher during Shiva. He only asks about after Shloshim. Right? Yeah. So what does he say? He says, what's the basis of the question? The basis of the question is that a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Why is a Nazir not allowed to comb his hair? Yeah, it happens to be a little bit of a question exactly why he can't comb his hair. It's mashma from the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, but it's mashma from the Gemara that it's considered miskaven. But, because that's the purpose of combing the hair. But, the Rambam says it's like a psikresha. It's a vadai. Right, Rambam has it in, Parakei. I think it's a mission on Mem Beis. But, so that's the basis of his question. The Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. A Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. And what? So therefore we want to know any saying we learn para mi Nazir. So maybe the Ovil can't comb his hair. Right? So what's his answer? His answer is that he says the ain near klal, the habin nazir osir iser vaday, shafilu tolash saaro osir, of the inyan avela shumishum yipoy lo, ubishas maisa shalti mi mori rivo, the hitirli. Yeah. So what does he mean? What's he saying over here? Yeah. What? What's he saying over here?
Nazir
is
hair removal.
Nazir, it's Isser, the Isser is hair removal. So therefore, combing the hair, well, if it's a psik ratio or then it's going to be Isser, or you're mechavin to pulling out the hair. It's just another Maisa, it's just another way of achieving the Maisa of pulling out the hair. So there's no difference. But by Shloshim, he's saying, it's not an Isser Maisa per se. Not an Isser Maisa of Taglachas or Tasporas. It's an Isser of Shloshim. It's an Isser to beautify. It's an Isser to beautify yourself. So therefore, the combing of the hair is to beautify yourself through cutting the hair. Right? So, just combing the hair to take out the knots is not the maisa. Yeah, but it's mashma though. I don't know. I'm wondering about this. It's mashma though that he is learning that during Shiva it is an Isser Maisa. Right. It's mashma that during Shiva he holds it is an Isser Maisa. But just for the duration of Shloshim, it's an issue of beautification. Yeah, so what does he learn? So what's para mi Nazir then? Apparently it's just for the time. It's just for the shear of Shlosh Miyom. Right? It's not the same quality as Nazir. It doesn't mean it's the Isser of... it's for the Zman of Gidol Para. That's how long you have the Isser of Taglachas. Of Tasparas. But it's not a din of a nazir. It's not a din of a nazir. The only question with the combing is not putting your hair in order. That's not the problem, right? Because the nazir doesn't have to look unkempt and disheveled, right? He doesn't have to look like a wild man. He can have very nicely combed hair. It's not a problem of having his hair look nice, right? It's the problem of removing the hair, right? So the isser of tasporas for the ovil, though, he's saying, is a tasporas of beauty. But you can't now go further and say beauty itself is usser. It's just the type of tasporas he's saying that's usser. So pulling out a hair, apparently he's saying wouldn't be usser in the first place. So combing is certainly not a problem. Because what are you worried about? You're worried about a hair coming out. He's saying, but that's not a maisa yipoy. Right? It's mashma that he's saying that to just pull out one hair would not be an usser at all. But it says by the nazir, if you will tolash saro usser. Right, so then you can't comb your hair because you're worried about pulling one out. But by the avil b'tol shloshim, it's not an isser of hair removal, right? It's an isser of a maisa of yipoy saaro it's tasporas b'toras yipoy, but combing is not tasporas. Combing is just ordering your hair, putting it in order. And if one pulls out, that's also not a mice test. That's not a mice of test for a shayi point. Yeah. But you see that it's not defined as an absolute mice issa. Yeah. Question. It's a good question. In other words, let's say like this. That it depends on your kavana. It depends on your kavana. If you're going into, if you have one long hair that's making the rest of your hairs look bad, then it would be an isser. But it's not. It depends on the kavana of the overall effect that you're going for. Of the tasporas, of the mice of tasporas. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say there was something stuck in the hair, like a gum in the hair. That wouldn't be yipoy. That would just be remove a gnai. That wouldn't be yipoy. That would be remove a certain sar. But the nazir wouldn't be allowed to do it, right? What's bothering you? Nothing. Okay. Good. Yeah. Right. Even by nazir, no. It's because that's the mishnah by nazir. It says he's allowed to wash his hair, but he's not allowed to comb his hair. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? It's because washing the hair might not pull out any hairs. But combing will. Or washing is not mechavin to pull out the hairs, but by combing he is mechavin. Same thing like on Shabbos. Problem of combing here on Shabbos. So if you're there, it's also a problem, because it's just the maisa of pulling out the hair. That's an isser malacha. So when you have a real maisa, when you have an isser that's defined as the maisa per se, then to do an action that will cause it is usher, like a psik ratio. Okay? But over here he's saying it's not the maisa per se, it's a certain amount of beautification. Right? Okay, fine. Now there are a couple of other questions that come up with this. Let's back up for a minute. A little difficult for me to put this all to organize this exactly in the best way, but let's take a look at the different shitas by the tasparas. So the first sheet that you have is, this is just taking this as like a little bit of an introduction. First sheet that you have is the Ravid. Let's take the Ravid. Okay, the Ravid holds what? The Ravid holds that the Isser tasparas is midaraisa. It's an interesting thing. He's the only sheet like that. The only shita that holds that it's deraisa, and that's for the whole shloshim. So, So it would seem that according to the Ravid, there's no difference between Shiva and Shloshim. There shouldn't be any differences in the Nihugim of Shiva and Shloshim, right? Because it's really one entity, Midaraisa, Shloshim. Right? Now, it's even during Shiva, you're really doing the mitzvah it's not really a mitzvah of Shiva that's continued into Shloshim. It's a mitzvah, it's its own din of Shloshim. Right? Now, another point we have to try to clarify is, in the Taspora, so the differences between Shiva and Shloshim. Right? So if you're going to learn that by Shiva there's one limud and then for Shloshim they extended it, then it's right to say there are differences between Shiva and Shloshim. Right? Because Shiva is the essential one, and then Shloshim is a miktsas, right? Like the other dinim. But if you're going to learn that the Isser of Taspores is Miyom Rishon, is an Isser Daraisa of Shloshim, then it would seem it would have to be the same, the entire Shloshim Yom. Right? Because you're doing the same thing the whole time. Even from the beginning, you're in the entity of Shloshim Midaraisa. So where does he get this from, that is Shloshim? Shloshim is Midaraisa. Yeah, he holds this from the Pasuk. Now, but the interesting thing is, he holds not only Tasparis is Asur Midaraisa, but also what? What? Not really. What does he have over there? What does he have? Do we have the Ramban? Oh, Big Dayam?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he says, right?
I'm not sure.
Oh, we don't have... You have the... Do we have the Ravid over here? Okay, it's in the Rush also. The Ramban quotes it, but it's in the Rush on Gimel. Os Gimel? You see, it's a little bit hard to find over here. Yeah. So, right. By the Aleph, right? So he says like this, Pirish hu, the had to call mahocha, the ika ase doraisa, bavelis, the meikara, bavelis shloshim yom, dainu gihuts vitasporus, the gamrinon pera pera minazir, the chsib nearon, roshecham atifru, u vigdechem lo sifromo, velo samusu, ha acher, shlopora, velo poram, chayev misa, the gamrinon hai pera minazir, the chsibbe gidol pera, davi shloshim yom. V'iskash avelos de bigodim la'avelos de taglachas tichsiv roshechem uvigdechem haynu she'ein misacher ad shloshim yom.
That's a reference to the Kriya.
So what is he really? I don't know why he says the giyot in the beginning, but he's really saying that what? That the pasuk says two things. The pasuk says two things. It says roshechem al tifru uvigdechem lo sifromo. Right. So they shouldn't grow out the hairs and hair and tear their clothes. So he learns. So the drasha is, but others do. But others do. So the hair, I understand. The hair, you have gidol pera, you have a hekesh to nazir, a gzeir shavar to nazir, that or limud from nazir, that what's lo tifru is shloshim yom, right? So that's Issa Doraisa, he learns, of cutting the hair for 30 days for the Avil, right? And that starts Miyom Rishon. But what is the Issa Begadim? What's the Issa of Begadim? Right? What's the Issa of Begadim? Because that Pasuk is saying, don't tear your clothes. So how do you have an Issa of tearing your clothes? How do you have a mitzvah of tearing your clothes for 30 days? So it means, he learns, it means that there's an Issa Doraisa to sew up the kriya for 30 days. That's what he's learning. There's definitely an isser, but he's learning that there are only two isurim of shloshim midaraisa. Two isurim of shloshim midaraisa. One is the taspores, and the other is what?
It's not still.
That's right.
Is that a
lotus there or not? Is it a kiyam not to sew it up? Oh, so that's a good question. Yeah. So why are these two midaraisa? These two isurim of shloshim midaraisa. No, because the baggage you don't have, the begadim you don't have by nazir. Now, what else do you have by nazir? What else do you have? You have the isur malacha for shloshim yom, right? Not to go in, and you have simcha for shloshim yom, right? So the Ravid seems to hold though that the raisas. That the only time you have the surim of Doraisa are really in terms of the surim that have a positive cheftza, right? In other words, that the only surim Doraisa of the shloshim are the surim of a that really produce a cheftza. So that's you learn from Nazir, right? Pera, that you should have a gidel pera, right? And there's a kiyum of the kriya, of keeping the kriya for 30 days. In other words, those two, he singles out, those two are comparable. Because the other ones are just refraining from simcha, refraining from going on a business trip, right? But the refraining, the stam refraining as a maisa per se is only midrabanan. But midoraisa, the misa from the kvura, yechayev in the dine shloshim midoraisa are really in terms of the nihugim that have a positive entity. So that's only gidol pera and begadim, right? Because you can't tear your clothes for 30 days, right? But it means that the kriya should exist as a cheftza for 30 days, right? And the gidol pera you should have the pera for 30 days. Okay, so that's his shita.
Positive
is like the nazir. That's what they learn from a nazir. That the nazir has it's an entity of his seyar.
Just in the same thing with an entity of seyar.
An entity, yeah.
Nazir is there for it's not kol seyar shabudufa, right?
Yeah. So the difficulty though with the Ravid is the Gemara that says what's difficult to me is the Gemara seems to learn. The isser of the fingernails is like an extension of the seyar, right? And it could be that he holds that the bigdechem osiframu includes. He says it's the avelis of the bigadim that you should that the bigadim should be abandoned for 30 days. That the hair should be abandoned for 30 days and the begadim should be abandoned, but it's it's in terms of the cheftza. Yeah. So the question with the Ravid is how do you extend that to the fingernails, and also maybe all the other hair on his body. I mean, his mashma the nazir is only chayav and only can't shave the his head. I don't know. It's a good question. I have to come back to that. But the Ravid stands out. He's the only sheet like that. That there's a real issue of the Raisa of Shloshim. Real issue of the Raisa of Taglachas of Shloshim. Okay. Now, but all the other sheet is learned it's Midrabanan. And the question, if you're learning it's Midrabanan, do you distinguish between Shiva and Shloshim or not? Okay, so and also exactly what is usher? Right, so let's take the Rambam shita. Yeah.
What I said the machlokas were upstairs between us. What are machlokas between the zeros and between avelos? Who would say is a machlok between avelos and according to Raisa and other shitas after Rambam? I mean those things in avelos. Meaning you say that. that haircut you're cutting your hair in is whatever is of it, that is whatever this is, right? Not just a characteristic of what it was supposed to accomplish.
It's hard to say that by the Avelis, though.
Why?
Because it's the Misa that really makes you an Avel.
The Misa gives you that status. Means
right.
Where you have to be, where you have to be an Avel.
Right.
So what is being an Avel? And that's what it is.
An Avel Shloshim Yom.
Right.
I don't know. We'll have to come back to that. Okay, so let's take the Ramshi. Let's just get all the facts straight. So the Rambam was like this. That what? That during Shiva... He counts Tasbaras twice, right? He has it in Hay and in Vav. Eil Dvam Shavu Asa Behen, B'yom Rishon in a Torah, B'shar Yom in Divrayim, Asa L'Sapir. That's the first one. Right? And then in Shloshim, and then by Shloshim he has it again. Right? Midivrei Sofrim, She'i Avel Noig, Miktsas Divrei Avel, Kol Shloshim Yom. Okay. And then one of them is Tasbaras. So it's mashma that it's not one continuous entity. Of course, you could say that the Shiva is going to be Ola for the Shloshim, but there's Tasparis of Shiva and there's Tasparis of Shloshim. Okay? So now let's see like this. He has like this. That in Shiva, he says what? Quotes the Pasuk of Roshechem Al Tifru, and he says that in Ovel, is also l'saper saro, el megadol pera, and then he's like this: ukishem she also l'galeach sar rosho. It's also also l'galeach sar zikano v'chol sar sheyesh. But where's this? Where do you get the extension from? And not only that. Later on, he includes the. So that's interesting. It's interesting. The first category says is all the hair. All the hair of his beard too. Then he says the migalech and the miskalech. Now what it means over here is that the ovel can't cut someone else's hair. As strange as that sounds, that's what it means here.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he says, and he also can't cut his he can't shave his mustache, right? And take off the fingernails with a kli. He has to cut off the fingernails with his teeth, or tear them off with his fingers. So why are the fingernails different? I mean, if they're you don't have that kind of distinction by the other things, right? And then by Shloshim, he seems to drop out the Migaleach and the Miskaleach. It's mashma that way. But everything else stays the same, except an Isha is excluded. Right? Yeah. Okay. So we have to see the shaving of the mustache is a machlokas. The ramol is aser. And the fingernails is a machlokas in the gemara. But we hold it's aser. Okay. Could she cut her fingernails with a kli? I mean, just says Mitzila Sayar.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Are there any other differences between a man and a woman?
No.
He doesn't just say from Mitzvah and Amorim, the Isha will be Isha.
He just says, from Mitzvah and Amorim, the Ish. Right? Of all the Isha. I mean, he just said, of all the Isha. But the Isha is mutter and the Tila Seir. Miss Mashma, she can't cut her fingernails. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Could be. Now, what about the Rambam? What about combing the hair for the Rambam? Right? What about combing the hair? So we said it's Mashma that's mutter to comb the hair.
Let's just hold this part in Gemara.
Doesn't mention that it's Asa. He mentioned it separately by Nazir. Doesn't mention it that it's Asa over here. It's Mashmah is Mutter. Okay. So I want to say it's like this. Yeah.
We don't approach for just the
Okay. So let's see if we can understand let's see if we can define the Isser on Shiva. What's the Isser during Shiva? So here's the problem. If you're going to say it's an Isser Maisa per se of Tasporas, like the Tosus is Mashma, so then why are you allowed to comb your hair? Right? Why are you allowed to comb your hair? And also, why is it mutter to cut the fingernails with your teeth? Right? And why is it usher to cut somebody else's hair? So I think the thing is like that. I think the Rambam holds that during Shiva, like we were saying, there's a shame of Ovil. The Gavra is in the state of the Isurim of Shiva come from the shame in the Gavra of an Ovil. Okay, it's not just Nihugim. Okay. And what are you learning from Roshechem Lo Sifru? What are they learning from there? You're learning at a general idea. That's why you can extend it. Roshechem al Tifru is what? Is what? What's really the Isser over there? It seems like this, that the Ovel as a Gavra cannot be concerned with, cannot engage in Tikkun HaGuf. Okay? It's Taspores as a certain type of a Tikkun HaGuf. And the shame of an Ovel is contrary to that type of an activity. It's an overall, huh?
Can you clarify what Tikkun HaGuf is?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to clarify. So let's take Lisrok. Okay. So why is combing the hair mutter? Why is combing the hair mutter?
It's not
taken. So you see, I'll give you an example. Like you have halacha in kashrus. So ein mevatlin issur l'chatchila, right? Ein mevatlin issur l'chatchila. But there are cases where it's definitely going to be mevatel the issur, but you're allowed to do it, right? In Paydal, you have a case if there are some bugs fall into the honey. So you're allowed to, you don't have to get all the bugs out. You can just cook it up and it'll all be bottled. Why? Because that's not the kavanah. That's the normal way to prepare the honey. You do that anyway. That's just part of the, you're just trying to be misakin your food properly. You're not trying to be mevatel. It fell in by itself. And now you just want to be misaking your ochel. So certain types of Yisurim, you say, sick ratio, right? That if it's usur, you can't do another maisa that's definitely going to cause it to occur, right? But other types of Yisurim will say that even if it's a sick ratio, it's mutter. So what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? Why don't you say, look, very nice, but there's an isser of ein levatan l'chatchila. So it's true, you have a good reason for doing it, but l'maisa, you're still going to be engaged in the maisa of being mevatel isser. Right? So what's the, so how do you explain that? See, I think the difference is, I'll try to explain it over here by the Tasboros. The Isser by the Tasporas, according to the Rambam, is not a Maisa of Tasporas per se. Not a Maisa per se of Tasporas. Okay? It's only the Maisa as an activity of the Gavra. Okay? See, that's the difference between a psik ratio and that's the difference between an isser by a psik ratio and an isser like this. Sometimes the isser is defined that this maisa is not allowed, you're not allowed to cause this maisa. like on Shabbos or something, or normally Surim. You're not allowed to be involved in this Maisa. Okay? Doesn't matter what your Kavana is, if there's an action that's going to definitively make you do this Maisa, it doesn't matter that your Kavana is for another thing. Because in fact, you're doing the Maisa. Right? In fact, you are doing the Maisa. So one person can do many actions at once. Okay? In terms of the actions, you can do two things at once. But in terms of defining the Gavra, it only goes by the one he's mechavin for. You understand? In terms of the action defining the activity of the person, so you'll say the thing that I'm involved in for itself is really what defines my activity. Okay? So that's the Isser. So Ein Mevatlan Isser L'Chatchila is the same kind of thing. You can't be a Mevatl Isser L'Chatchila. You can't be a Gavra that's a Mevatl Isser L'Chatchila, in the shame of the Gavra. It's not that you can't cause Isser to become Batl, but that can't be your modus operandi, as they say, right? To borrow an M.O. That can't be your M.O. That can't be who you are, right? Because that's like a Menuvel Bereshus Hadin. That's really the type of an Isser that we're talking about. Not an Isser. On the contrary, it's wonderful to get rid of Isser. A person should always be involved with Isser. But it's that you shouldn't do it. It's like avoiding. It's like trying to eat the... It's like trying to consume the thing in a technically mutter way. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's an Isser... That's an isser of a certain type of an involvement, a certain type of an activity. It's not an isser to let the thing happen, right? Whereas if it was a malchol sasur, so if it was an isser Shabbos, the maisa per se is usser. So I would say over here that by the Rambam, that's the difference between a nazir and the avil. The nazir has the maisa per se is asr. So any way that anything he does that is going to cause the maisa is asr. Right? It's going to cause the hairs to come out is asr. But over here, it's not an isser of causing the hairs to come. It's not an isser of the hairs coming out per se. Right? It's an isser of tasporas. So if the maisa is combing, that's not a maisa tasporas. It's true it might cause tasporas, but the kavanas hagavra is just to comb his hair.
Can you define the difference though?
In what?
I understand that one's tasporas meaning one considers technically cutting and one's not.
Yeah, because the isser by the ovel is to redefine the gavra. See, since the isser, I think what you said, what Jeremy said is a good chilek, saying by the isser of nazir and the isser of ovel are two opposite things, practically. By the nazir, the maisa defines the gavra, right? What is the nazir? The nazir is the one who refrains from certain actions. That's his definition. He's defined by maisa. You understand? He's defined by maisa. But the ovel has a shame in the gavra. And that gavra is incompatible with certain activities. Okay? But only insofar as they redefine the gavra. Not that the maisa occurs. See, by the nazir, since it goes by the maisa, any involvement in the maisa is asa. You understand? But by the ovel, the isurim stem from the shame in the gavra. So it's not the maisa per se, but we're listing certain activities that are incompatible with this shame in the gavra. So that's what I'm saying. Even though the pasuk is talking about roshechem al tifru, that means you can't be involved. You can't be a misasek. You can't be a misasek with tikkun haguf in the realm of. In that realm, and that way you can extend it to fingernails too. It's a certain amount of cutting your hair is a certain type of bodily maintenance, and it's akin to cutting the fingernails, right? You don't need a great imagination to compare those two, right? Yeah. I'd like if you could explain it quickly. You good?
Seems like a certain point, the mysa that you're doing is just the mysa, like meaning just the removal of the fingernails, not the tikkun guf. The tikkun guf is a certain type of activity, right? Not just bringing.
The problem is going to be shloshim though.
Because that
extends all the way to shloshim.
Why is there a problem?
Well, we'll see. Hold on. I would say that it's just not considered the tikkun guf. If it's in a clumsy way like that, it's not considered a tikkun guf.
It's not a maisa.
Is it not a maisa? Well, what do you mean it's not a maisa?
I mean, it's tikkun guf.
It's not a maisa of tikkun guf.
It's not a maisa of tikkun guf.
Okay.
It's like kilachar yad.
Well, kilachar yad is good when the maisa is. But kalachah yad is not the type of an idea I would go with over here, because that's when you're talking about a real iser maisa.
Yeah, but that's what you say here. I mean, there's an iser of a maisa of what's called a tikkun guf, but this is not a maisa of tikkun guf because it's just not a maisa.
Well, it's not a maisa of tikkun.
No. Usually, if you take a kli and do it,
right,
that'd be a maisa of tikkun guf.
Right.
But if you don't have a kli to do tikkun guf with, right, it's just not a maisa of tikkun guf. It's something you might be accomplishing.
Right.
Well.
In other words, it's too right. It's not sophisticated enough to be considered an involvement of tikkun guf. But let's leave the fingernails out for one second. Okay. The problem with the fingernails, I'm going to get to in shloshim though. Okay. So anyway, so that's why it would seem that he holds that. That's why it doesn't matter if it's an ish or an isha, like Matt was saying, because it's a din in the gavra, and it is a tikkun guf to everybody. And it's interesting, even to be misakin another person's guf is usur. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's an involvement in that kind of activity. To be concerned with the maintenance of the guf, it doesn't matter whose guf it is. To be concerned with that type of a thing is a violation of the shame of the ovel. The ovel is in a world of his own.
Is there like a philosophical idea behind that? Because someone said.
You mean in terms of guf?
Yeah.
Could be. Now, what about by shloshim? I think Matt was right also. By shloshim, it's just a din of tzar, like the Rambam says. It's a din of tzar. She'ovel mitztayer kol shloshim yom. So it's not a shame in the ovel in terms of the gavra. So he can certainly be a barber again, right? Because that's not going to be contradicted the shame of his gavra. It's not the activity anymore. Not the activity anymore. But what? And the Isha, and what about the Isha? And what about the Isha? That's interesting. We had the opposite approach. I would say with the Isha, you could say it's, you have a choice. Well, you can either say by the Isha, it's too much tzar. Now, there's a certain shear of tzar. And they can define that they can exclude the woman because it's too much tzar for her. So she's not chayiv in that anymore.
Maybe she was once, but she's just too weak.
No, I'm saying that if you're going to say it's an iser of tzar, you should be mitztayer on the mace, right? So then you could say that there's a limit to how much tzar they are masakin for the mace. Right, so the Isha by her hair, it's too much of a tzar for her.
Too much for her? I mean, it's like a personal thing. It's like men.
Women.
Men can handle that.
There, a woman is much more closely defined with her looks than a man is.
Can't cut her nails.
During shloshim shengel, that was what he was asking. Can she cut her nails with a kli? Well, everyone can cut their nails with their teeth.
Obvious.
Everyone can cut their nails with their teeth.
Yeah, but cutting nails is a lot more. Having long nails, and month-long nails, is a lot more tzar than cutting month-long hair.
Right. Well, I guess since she can cut it with her teeth, there's no reason to let her do it with.
Cut her hair with her teeth.
No. She has bad teeth.
If she has bad teeth, she can get someone else's teeth. So, so one second. So that's what I would say though, that by the fingernails it would seem it's just not considered, that cutting your nails with your teeth is not considered the tikkun at all. I have to think about the teeth. But the nails, I mean. But that's what it seems to me from the Rambam. Okay. Let's take another shita for a minute. Let's take, for instance, the other shitas are a little different. For instance, you saw like the Ramban. The Ramban holds that you're allowed to cut your mustache during Shiva. Even during Shiva and during Shloshim. As long as if it's getting too long and it starts getting into your food. Right? If it's starting to get into your food, you're allowed to cut your mustache. Why? See, that's a little bit... See, the Rambam holds the mustache is usur.
I understand, because you think the Rambam would hold it much, because that's not really being misaki in the group. That's to facilitate the chila.
You mean the purpose?
Well, I'm saying the character of the thing is just...
Yeah, but that... Well, okay. All right. The character of the thing, yeah, but that's the normal ticking of your goof. You have to trim your hair, not just for looks. He's not talking about for looks. He's talking about for any reason, it would seem. The length of your hair, fixing the length of your hair. That's a categorical isser. Not according to the Rambam. There's nothing to do with that. That was Tosus saying that. The Rambam seems to be learning that during the Shiva, it's the Gavra can't be Masak in the goof. And during Shloshim it's Tzar. But the Ramban gives an interesting reason why he says it's mutter to shave the mustache during Shiva. He says because you have to be manuval, but not meluchlach. In other words, if you don't shave your mustache, so then you're gonna have a crusty food face, right? That's not the mitzvah. So Ramban is learning that the mitzvah, that the isser of tasporas is really a mitzvah to be minuval. That's the mitzvah itself. But it's a nivul of sa'ar. You know what I mean? You should be minuval b'sa'ar. That the nivul should stem from the fact that your hair is not cut, but if the mustache is very long, that's going to be a different nivel. That'll be a nivel of disgusting face from food meluchlach be'ochlam. So he's not learning it's an iser maisa at all. You understand? If you learn like the Rambam and the Ravid also says you can't shave your mustache. If you learn like the Rambam and the Ravid, so it's an Isser Maisa. According to the Ravid, it's an Isser... According to the Rambam, it's an Isser Maisa, but only the Maisa that is defined, that defines the activity of the Gavra. Right? But according to the Ramban, it's not the Maisa per se at all. It's a kiyum of being manuval. That it's not an iser maisa, it's really a kiyum of being manuval. But he's saying it's only the manuval of the sar. So if the mustache is too long, that's going to be a different nivel. They were not masakin that kind of a manuval. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't be a violation at all. That's why it was even during Shiva you're allowed to do that. Now, in terms of Shloshim, I don't think the Ramban has any differences in terms of Shloshim and Shiva. The only difference he has is, see, the question is by a woman. The Ramban rejects the Rambam's Shita, that a woman is allowed to cut her hair during Shloshim. Because he says, well, why should she be allowed to do that? He doesn't like that. But he wants to learn that it's possible that it means that she's allowed to comb her hair during Shloshim. Smash me, you can't. That you can't comb your hair during Shiva, though. Yeah, it's similar to the Tosfos. The Tosfos over here on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Tosfos talks about the question of a woman. If a woman's allowed to cut her hair during Shloshim, so he did it like this. He says, "V'nira de be'isha nesua dafka kamar." Says Mashma is only a married woman. Umayri b'ma'averes sarak al paneha.
So what does this kind of the yield is only usher for?
No, the heter of a woman during shloshim is only a married woman. Right? Shehum shum tachshit shlo tinavel al baila. Ovo betasporos mamish asura. Okay, it's similar to the Ramban sheet. The Ramban quotes the Tosus, and he says it's nearer like him. So it's interesting. So he's saying that what? So what's the difference? He's saying by shiva. He says by shloshim, when it says there's a member that says it's a machlokus in the girsa, but according to one girsa, it says a woman is allowed to is mutter b'tasporos during shloshim. Another girsa is tachposas, but if you hold tasporos, so he says it's not mashma. It doesn't make sense to say that she can really just get a haircut. But he wants to say it's talking about a married woman that she shouldn't be that she can comb her hair and use I think he has like to certain types of things that she shouldn't be tizgana al by leo, intimate in terms of intimacy, right? But not just stam cutting the hair. But what's the difference? So what's the difference between shiva and shloshim according to him? So it would seem you have to go back to the other chiluk. You have to go to the chiluk again. That by shiva, it's in terms of the gavra, like you were saying before. It's the manuval of the gavra. So there's only one shame gavra during the shiva. So a woman and a man are the same. But during shloshim, it's not the gavra anymore. It's in terms of you have to be noheg a certain way. The only thing is, now a woman has other obligations of how she should be noheg. So you can, he'll say that in terms of the nihug of nivul, if there are other things that are doche the maisa, it'll be doche just in terms of the, just the things that are doche is going to knock out. Now, in terms of nihugim, you can say that she can't be noeg this because she has an obligation in terms of the husband to be a certain way. But in terms of shiva, you can't say that because there's no other gavra that can be docha. In terms of maisa, in terms of nihug alone, you can say, well, there are these nihugim and there are those nihugim. So one can be docha the other to a certain extent. But in terms of shiva, you can't have anything like that. So that's how the Ramban comes out. That is really, he seems to learn tasporas is really a mitzvah is really a din of to be menuvel. Because that's what it comes from moed, you learn that. You see, from moed, you can't go into the moed without shaving because that's a din of to be a menuvel. But the only thing is that the only chilik is that during shiva, it's in terms of the gavra. And by shloshim, it's nihugim. So you can be mechalik between isha and isha in terms of shloshim. But you're only going to be mafkia by the isha certain particular things, certain particular forms. It's not a wholesale thing. So according to the Rambam, it seems that the takana of tzar, when they said is a mitzvah to be mitzdayer, so they had to say, to exclude a woman, they had to say that the tzar is too great. So then she's just not included in the whole thing. She's not mechuyev in this whole din of tasporis by shloshim. But according to the Ramban, it's different. There's the mitzvah to be a menuvel b'toch shloshim, and then there are counter concerns that she has that override it. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch is difficult though, because he says it's usur to shave your mustache during shiva, but it's mutter during shloshim. It's usur to trim the Shulchan Aruch. He paskins it's usur to trim your mustache during shiva, but it's mutter during shloshim. That's a difficult pshara. And he also holds a woman can, and he holds a woman can cut her hair during shloshim. He's like a bit of a right. What's the sheet? The sheet is he holds it by. And it's a question what he holds by combing the hair. Not clear what he holds by combing the hair. Most say he holds by combing the hair that anybody can comb the hair. Right. So once again, he has that what he holds during shiva. You can't shave your, you can't trim the mustache during shiva. You can during shloshim. Right, he's matir the woman in Tasporas for Shloshim, totally like the Rambam, and it's mashma the holds you can comb there. So he's almost exactly like the Rambam, right? Except for the except that he's matir the mustache after shiva. So what kind of a chiluk is that?
I think it's similar to something similar we said for the woman by that she's allowed to start cutting her hair after shloshim.
It's too much tsar. That could be. Oh, it's a Gemara. I mean, the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about if you can shave them, if you can cut the mustache or not. This is a question of how you paskin. But you mean to be mechalik between the shiva and the shloshim? It's one of the Rishonim. I forget who it is. It's a sheet. It's one of the sheets of Rishonim. But I think they're trying to answer a certain stira. So they want to say, well, this one's talking about shiva, that one's talking about shloshim. See, what's interesting thing is that the Rambam never redefines the Maisa of Tasporis the whole time. Right? He never redefines the Maisa. Right. Doesn't know there's a new Maisa. Doesn't know there's a different definition of the Maisa Tasporas between shiva and shloshim. It's just a different kiyam of it. A different. It's just in a different. During the shiva, it's in terms of the Maisa of Tasporas, in terms of the shame and the gavra. And during shloshim, it's the Maisa Tasporas as a kiyam of tzar. So the woman, if it's too much tsar, then she just can't be involved in the whole isser at all. But it doesn't redefine the maisa. It's one entity. It's one definition of tasporis. So he can't have an exception after shiva for the mustache. Right. And combing the hair is just not, and that's what I say. It would seem combing the hair and cutting the fingernails with your teeth is just not the maisa. That's just not the maisa that we're talking about. It's not considered a tikkun haguf if it's in a sloppy, haphazard way by the fingernails. But the way we're learning the Ramban is not really a maisa per se at all. Right, it's just a kiyum of minuval through sar, through the hair. So that's why you can be mechalik between the hair on the that grows down into your mouth and the hair elsewhere. Right, the hair that grows down into your mouth is a different type of a minuval, not the minuval that they're mechayev on. And by an isha during shloshim. She's not mechuyev shetisgan al bailel. That's not the. That's also like a different kind of a nivel that's not mechayev in the person. But according to the mechaber, it would seem he holds that it switched over from a maisa per se during shiva to a kiyum of. It switched from a maisa before shiva to just the kiyum of tsar itself, could say, or nivel. It's hard to know exactly, but it switched. And so the Rambam and the Raya and the Ramban hold it's always the same. Just the Rambam holds maisa the whole time, and the Ramban holds its kiyum of being minivel. But it seems that the Chavar is machmir in shiva and he's mekel in shloshim. Yeah.
Would it be easier to say that he doesn't change his definition, rather he just...
Yeah, I just want to clarify that Rambam one more time. In other words, what's the difference between Shiva and Shloshim? Right? How come during Shiva the woman is the same as the man, during Shloshim it's she's muteres in limited things, Shlotiskan al-Bailel, right? So, I'm trying to say it like this. That really is a din of being a manuvel, okay? They're masaking that the person should be a manuvel. The only thing is by Shiva and Shloshim, there's a shame of the ovel, right? And as an ovel, there's only one definition, okay? But during Shloshim now, the shame ovel, you don't have the shame ovel anymore. So now she's an Isha, you understand? She has a Baal. She's a different kind of, now you have to view the total person as she is. You understand? During Shiva and Shloshim, the person is not considered a wife or a husband. During Shiva, she's not considered a wife. You understand? The shame of the Ovel is the only shame that exists. I mean, truth of the matter is, an Ovel doesn't stand up for anybody. Right, even a Rav comes in, he doesn't stand up. He doesn't have any, those things are gone. He doesn't have any relative existence anymore. It's not like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't define the Gavra, just Isurim. So a newlywed woman is allowed to wash her face. Right? But by the Ovel, it's really it's a shame. It's an absolute shame in the Gavra that doesn't allow any other shame. So in terms of that, a woman and a man are the same. Both have the same dinim of being manuvel. But Shloshim already, she goes back to her ordinary life. But she's back to who she is. But she has to be knowing a certain way. So you can say that a woman who's married has a husband, that's a different type of a thing already. It's more than just being manuvel. Manuvel for a the things that would be manuvel for the single woman who has no other shame. When for the married woman is considered a genai. She doesn't have to be meguna. She just has to be manuvel. So just like during Shiva, you're allowed to shave the mustache that goes into your mouth, because that would be a different level, a different experience. It wouldn't just be manuvel, it would be maluchlach. So too, when the Isha regains her shame as an Isha with a Baal, to maintain the certain Seyar is not considered, or to not maintain the seyar of Poneh Alamata would not just be being a manuvel, which is a private thing. It would be a genai. She's not chayiv in that anymore. But anything else that still maintains the nivel is going to be usher, like shaving, like cutting her hair, a haircut. Stam a haircut would still be usher. That's why he says it's just going to exclude certain things that are going to change their quality because of the existence of because the re-emergence of her married shame. But that's because the Isser is to be the mitzvah is to be manuvel. But according to the Rambam, it goes by the Maisa, and apparently once you say a woman is excluded, she's completely excluded. Because they're not redefining the Maisa. According to the Rambam, no Maisa to redefine. It's just activities, it's just to be manuvel through certain things. So that could be expanded or contracted, depending on the situation. Okay.